We're not waiting a minute around here because somebody said in an hour your dad wants ramen soup, but then somebody said no in 30 minutes when we're doing the podcast. That's when he wants it.
You sound like an old hag.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm Padawan Learner Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
All right, so we've had an eventful day, right?
We had a good fun day.
You want to tell people a little bit about what all happened today?
Oh, we took you shopping.
Yeah, you took me shopping.
Well, you went shopping with us to help give us advice on what furniture to buy.
That's really what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was fun.
Okay, look, that's not the way stories are told.
Well,
we went to a place. Do we want to name drop them?
Yeah, you can, because it's a nice place.
Bob Mills.
Yeah, he started in Oklahoma.
Serious lack of windmills Bob Mills Furniture Place.
I think it's M-I-L-S, isn't it? L-L-S.
I thought it was M-I-L-L, but they're...
Bob Mill.
Okay, so it's not a tacky joint, right?
No, it's not.
Guy wears a suit, and he says, this is the bed I use, whatever, but I guess he's based out of Oklahoma City since the 70s. Has a place in Wichita. We went up there. Your husband tried to veer into a woman in a car in the parking lot.
He just was got to keep an
eye on him. Got to keep an eye on him. He had the vision of leather in his mind, right?
He was heading to. He had a mission. He was on a mission to go buy a
reclining
sofa.
So we took a look at some reclining sofas and tell them kind of what we settled with. What did we go with there?
We got one at Bob Mills, and it's really probably like the highest quality one they had, I think.
Does that describe this to a cop if it was stolen?
It's leather, really soft leather.
And what kind of color is it?
I think it's like a dark gray, dark steel gray.
It's like a dark gray mixed with some blue. They call it midnight.
It looks
really
nice.
Maverick Midnight was what I was being told there.
Yeah.
What kind of features does it have?
Oh, it's all electronic, and it reclines, and it remembers its setting. The neck adjusts.
No, this one doesn't have memory.
Oh, it doesn't?
I don't think it has memory on the electronics. You kind of work that manually. But it has four cup holders, but it seats two people.
Yeah.
But it has cup holders hidden all over the place.
Heavy drinking on that thing. Kind of reminds me of the cars, some cars.
There's also a big storage console in the middle. So this is their console love seat in the what is called the Moto Motion Melody Collection.
It seems really nice.
They also have a recliner, and then they have a full couch with... That had like what? Was that the one that had the shaky vibration stuff?
You watch Top Gun and it makes you feel like you're in the movie.
Not really, but okay.
Surround sound.
I don't really care for a lot of some of that stuff.
I didn't
so
care
much.
For it either. But
some
I
of those
it.
Things had remotes that you pull away. That could be kind of neat.
Yeah.
Right.
And what happens if somebody walks away with it and you go, where the heck is the remote? I'd like to recline.
Yep. Now, we also ended up getting like the extended warranty plan, which I wasn't sure we needed, because how often is a dog that we don't have going to put a hole in this? We can't flood. Our house sits above.
But it is all electronic. You cannot use it if it's not working.
So if the electronics go out, you think it just stays in the recline position?
It could. You could be totally stuck and you have to climb out of it. I don't know, but it's a pretty good program they have. It's like, what, $350? And if you don't use it in 4 years, you get it back in store credit. And I'm thinking, you know, in 4 years, $350, you're going to be able to buy something. They at least have mattresses there.
Well, if Kamala gets elected, $350 might get you some bread, right? Might get you a loaf of bread. French bread. It'll get you a nice French bread for a meal, you know, because of the inflation. So we did that, and then we went to, where'd we go eat?
Red Robin,
mm-hmm.
Which I call Ruby Tuesday.
Except I think Ruby Tuesday went bankrupt.
Did they?
So I don't think they have any locations left, so you can't actually go to a Ruby Tuesday.
But Red Robin was good today. We had really good service.
What'd you have there?
I had fish and chips, and your father
I
did too.
I had the bacon cheeseburger with pepper jack cheese.
Was it good?
It was good. I couldn't quite eat all of it. I had a couple bites left. I couldn't. I also, they made
Onion
me get
rings.
A side. They gave us fries at the start. And then they
and
made
their
me
fries
get
fries are awesome.
The fries, they were very hot. They were those steak fries style, right?
They were good.
No, but you didn't like the chips as much, right?
Well, I didn't care for them as much as I liked their fries.
They were like homemade style kettle corn chips, right?
Yeah, they were like homemade potato chips. And the fish and chips were awesome.
The onion rings were really good.
Good.
Couldn't finish eating all of them, though.
Good.
But that was the way that was. All right, I've got something to show you. All right, don't freak out, okay?
Okay.
I got this while you guys were away.
Oh, my. What is that?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to open this up. Hold on.
Oh. What is it?
It's an arcade stick game controller for Xbox.
Oh, my.
Like they have at the real arcades. Here, throw it on the ground.
I won't even ask what this cost.
It wasn't that bad, and I have the only influencer video on Amazon, so everybody that buys one, I'm probably going to get a slice of the action.
Cool.
Okay, so do not cut this up with your watch. Good, you don't have a watch on.
No.
So what you would do is you turn on, and this is, because Street Fighter VI came out on Xbox last year,
uh-huh.
Before that, there was no arcade sticks for Xbox. But now that one of the main fighting games came to Xbox, companies started making these. These just came out.
Wow, play it on Apple.
You can play it on a Mac or pretty much
Switch,
anything. Yeah, so
Xbox,
it's also PSI, it's wireless, PS3. And on the inside there's like a dongle I keep in the back of the Xbox, and it plays wireless.
Have
but
you been
can also plug
it?
Yeah, I was wondering if it seems loud because it makes a clicky. Those micro switches are a little clicky, and then the buttons.
Cool.
It's fairly loud compared to other stuff. But here, click. Act like you're throwing a Hadouken or whatever.
I don't know what that is. What's a Hadouken?
Okay, so anyways, this is called the F700X from Mayflash.
Cool, and they're selling them on Amazon?
These are only sold on Amazon.
Awesome.
And I have the only video about these.
And hey, it's
on
Christmas
Amazon.
Time. Go do
so
some
if you,
Christmas
if you
shopping.
Have an Xbox gamer that wants to play some fighting games, we've got some more fighting games coming to the Xbox really soon. This would
awesome.
Be a fun little thing here. Magnets hold the background in place. You can replace the art underneath. It's a little complicated. This is also designed to be modified, so you can have different brand arcade brand buttons and stick.
Neat.
I'm not really good enough to need to
sure,
change
like
any
nice
of this.
It's a gift to get a whole family.
Yep. So that is the F700X.
Neat. Neato burrito.
We gotta try to show off some kind of gadget or whatever.
Okay.
Each time.
Yep. They liked that I used the nail clipper, huh? The nail, what's it called?
The edgy.
Yes.
The edgy people liked that we featured that.
Edge clipper.
Okay.
Nail clipper.
We don't have your furniture for another month.
No.
So we can't really talk about it.
It's on order, which is fine, because maybe we'll get new carpet.
I don't understand why they said, oh, yeah, you can get it at the end of the month. More like end of next month. I don't really understand what that was about. We didn't change the color of it. We didn't request a fancy color.
I guess if we're
going to
wait that long, we might should have customized it, the color. But I kind of like the color it grew on me. We're doing most of the house beige or like light colors, but or off-white. But I think you got to have a little bit dark color, too.
All right, well, I guess it's probably time to get into the news.
Okay.
I don't have a ton of news stories, saved for us this week. I don't know if you have anything in particular. We do know that FAA is finalizing pilot training for air taxis. I think this is a bad idea.
Oh, well.
They say this gets us one step closer to air taxis.
You know, I could see it in maybe L.A. or even here in Wichita. I could see it in a town in Oklahoma City where it's spread out a lot. Like, you know, it takes about an hour to drive from one side of Oklahoma City to the other. And I think that'd be good, but I can't see it in New York City. It's just too compact. But I could see it in towns like L.A. and where you have to go a long
distance.
Here's
my problem with this. The air taxis don't need pilots. We shouldn't even bother with the air taxis.
Are they just big drones?
We shouldn't even bother with air taxis until they're fully autonomous.
Well, that's a scary. I don't
because
think I'd want
they,
to get up
then
there
then they could
with that
get
one.
In line. They could be in sync with each other and detect each other
and they
and
could
not
screw
crash.
Up and nobody could fix it.
My point is, if you are training people to do this, it's kind of like coming up with a job where there didn't need to be one.
I know, like, but I mean, it's bad enough getting in a car that drives itself. I'm not going to get in an airplane or
well,
helicopter.
Well, I just don't think that we can get the air taxi to work until it's autonomous.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be worse trying to get people to pilot these things than it is to get the machines to do it. You don't think so?
Well, maybe they need to be training people to run the machines to fly them, like drones.
No, it's more like, okay, it's going to be harder to control it sitting on the ground looking at it. And then it goes out of sight or whatever. You got to have this stuff totally driven by the computer. If it's computer driven, I think you're better off than if it is people being certified to become car pilots. Right?
So in that movie, you know, with what's his name?
Harrison Ford.
No, the one in the future, and there's the alien girl that.
The alien girl.
Yeah, and they have flying taxis. Bruce Willis, and they have flying taxis. Okay. What's it called?
Her name's Mila Jovovich, and that's Bruce Willis. It's called The Fifth Element.
The Fifth Element.
He is a taxi driver.
But he drove those airplanes.
I think realistically, if we're looking at a future that had that kind of air gridlock, I don't think we're having drivers. I think it's totally autonomous.
Oh. That's what I always think about.
Would you rather it be... Hey, pal, it's just what you see over here. Like, you have some surly cab. Oh, man, I have the worst headache today. You want that, or do you just, good evening, how do you want to get to your destination?
You know, do you want to arrive at your destination alive?
You have arrived at your destination. And then the car, like, tilts over on its side and shakes you out of it.
Yeah. Beams you down, more like it.
Whoever comes up with the beaming, that's where we're really going to be rolling.
We can beam, we don't need air taxis.
There are some people who say that in Star Trek, every time you beam, you get killed and then reassembled elsewhere.
Yeah, reassembled.
So maybe it's not something to look at so cheerfully, possibly.
Because the glitches could be pretty bad.
In other news, Denny's is announcing 150 restaurant closures. Denny's kind of out of style, isn't it? It's hard to justify the prices some of these places ask now when they're kind of trying. When a place is appealing to the whole family can eat here at an okay price, and then the price becomes not so okay, it's kind of harder to justify going there.
Right.
So what we may end up with is only the fanciest prestige burger joints remaining.
Well, I think places like Denny's need to have a thing where kids eat free. And then, man, you are busy. And people, I say, oh, but you lose so much money. No, the busyness is going to take care of that.
When we went to Red Robin today, it said something like kids eat for $3.99, something like
that's not
right?
a bad idea.
Okay, it is not the adult price.
No, and you know what? That's not bad because I can't even imagine taking a family of kids. Like, just two adults eating out, it's crazy.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's all the news stories I have other than in sports. Did you see the play where the guy got the face mask last night?
No, we missed it.
You didn't see that?
We were watching an old movie.
You're watching an old movie?
R-rated movie.
So now I have to pull this up, face mask. And so the Vikings lost.
You going to show it to me?
I'm trying to show you. Yeah, this was a no call, and it was a safety. And you'll see here that the Vikings quarterback, his name's Sam Darnold, he gets pulled down by the face mask, okay?
Oh, most definitely.
Now, do you see the look on the guy that pulled him?
Look at that.
Yeah, he grabbed the face mask, pulled him down. But watch this guy's lack of celebration. He puts his hands over his head like that.
He knows he screwed up.
He puts his hands on his helmet.
Yeah, like
which
he's
is not the sign of, yes, we won the game. I got a safety where they act like they hit a home run or dance. They do something from Fortnite or TikTok. That was not a Fortnite dance right there.
Oh, man.
That's a guy who knew he got him by the face mask. This
what
is coming back.
The refs looking
the
at?
Refs, the refs looking right there. And the ref said, you know what? It's super important. Two things may have happened here. One, Los Angeles has to have an audience. We have to make sure the Rams don't completely suck. When we can give them a win, we will. They were gifted a Super Bowl against one of the worst teams in the whole nation and stuff, ever, the Bengals, who never won a Super Bowl. How can we wrap this up, give them a Super Bowl in their home stadium that costs way too much money, SoFi Field, okay? So they had that happen to them, and they haven't been that great since. So when they're looking for an opportunity, they will give them a win because they have to establish
their TV
market.
Because they probably live in L.A.
I think they were a home game. Was a home game.
No, but the announcers, it's their home team.
Well, the other possibility is somebody was saying that 90% of the money bet on this game was on the Vikings. So could have been a lot of money to be made by making the Vikings
lose.
Are
refs allowed to bet?
Probably not.
I didn't know if they were.
Are they
or
allowed
not.
To vote? Probably not. Also,
yeah, they can vote, but I wonder if they can bet.
They shouldn't be. Now there was a basketball player in the NBA who was on his way out. He got found to have bet on games.
Yeah,
and he got a lifetime ban. This was like last season.
Yeah, but refs shouldn't be able to, especially on the game.
I think there was a fringe NFL player last season or so who was also found to have been betting, and they came down on him really hard. It was like season-ending. suspension, if not indefinite, forever, lifetime.
But you know, the
refs
have more control of the game than sometimes the players do.
I think there are some solutions to this. The refs could fix the game easily. They could call holding every time every possible play looks like holding if you want to say it's holding.
Well, the line especially, because they're all blocking.
Every
and that's basically
passing
a hold.
Play could be called defensive pass interference.
Or pass interference, yes. Or
defensive pass interference, more likely than offense. You could call this every single time and dictate the outcome of the game. I think that right now, they're calling so much of these penalties that if I was a coach, what I'd do is I'd just Hail Mary every play. The guy's either going to catch it and score a touchdown.
Or he's going to foul.
Or he can act like he got pushed down to the ground or whatever, and we can get a massive penalty to place the ball in the spot of the penalty, make like 50 yards on penalty, not even bother catching the ball.
Yeah.
There's ways to exploit the rules. They've exploited the rules in the NBA, and they're trying to change this. James Harden used to play for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I know who he is.
He has a style of taking a jump shot and then throwing his legs out like he's Bruce Lee kicking somebody in the head.
Right.
And he does that so he can fall on the ground and act like he got fouled.
Really?
And
because if he kicks somebody, then he got fouled.
Yeah. That's part of my shooting motion is I kick forward, and if I make contact with you when I'm shooting, you fouled me.
Yep.
So that's what he does. And then they said, okay, you know what? We got to stop this. That's out of hand. I think what they should do is get rid of the holding in the NFL and just allow the defensive guys to hold guys the best they can.
Well, the quarterbacks would have plenty of time to throw the ball then.
They may need it. Look how bad the quarterback play has been lately.
I know. It's not been a very good year for quarterbacks.
Patrick Mahomes has 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
Dang, that's really bad. He's the number one team, right? They're undefeated.
The Vikings were also undefeated. Now they've lost their last 2.
Okay.
So de facto, one could say the Chiefs are the best. I'm making the air quotes like Dr. Evil over here. Air quotes, the best. They don't look particularly good, but it sure seems like the refs give them wins.
I know.
Could that be because the NFL wants to keep the Swifties happy?
Maybe they're America's team.
Because of that, I didn't really mean for this to segue so well, but we are going to introduce you to some Taylor Swift music. Okay?
Because I say I don't even know one Taylor Swift song. Nobody's going to like me, are they?
I don't even know what a Taylor Swift song is.
I'm definitely not about as far from a Swiftie as I can be.
So here we go. This song is called Shake It Off.
Oh, okay? I know this one.
You think you know this one,
Shake It Off.
All right, so you've heard this?
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't go around humming it, but I do know it.
You said, I don't even know what a Taylor Swift song is.
I couldn't think of one, but I know this one.
Is she going to get to the hook on this, or does this just take... All of her songs take forever to get to the catchy part, don't they? Pretty far from the country thing that she started with, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Sing along.
I know some players in my day.
All right, so this song is called Bad Blood.
Yep.
Do you know this one?
Yeah, I kind of know this one.
Where have you heard it then?
On the radio and stuff.
You don't listen to the radio.
Well,
you don't know how the radio works.
In stores.
You hear it in stores?
I guess.
This
grocery
would play
store.
In the gym. The Taylor Swift hour was at the gym when I had the gym membership. And I was like, what's with this? And that's what we have on the playlist. And I'm like, it's mostly guys over here and we're listening to Taylor Swift.
Shake it off.
Seems kind of weird. Yeah, so this is another one. This one's called I Knew You Were Trouble. This one's kind of weird.
I don't know this one.
It sounds like all of her other stuff at the start. And then it gets very different. It's like... Yeah, cheery, cheery, and then not so cheery.
I don't know
so,
that
hold
one.
On. Sounds just like the Shake It Off, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. So all she's singing about is relationships?
Yep. I'm super relatable. You know how all those guys dumped you? They dumped me, too.
So what's she going to do when she gets married?
All these girls are like, we all get dumped together. If I can get dumped, you guys, I'm super relatable with this dumping thing.
I know.
All right, here.
Like, no guy's ever been dumped.
Yeah, So now it sounds like a different song altogether, doesn't it?
Yep, she's getting over him now.
That's every single song. She's going to have like a, what, Travis Kelce album? What
she
does she call it?
Is she going to make a song about Fumble? Having children? Well, kids could be trouble.
So now, yeah, see, like I was saying, this song sounds completely different after it gets going there.
Yep.
So there you go. That's Taylor Swift. Now
I know some Taylor Swift, so Shake It Off. I'll have to remember that if somebody asks me a Taylor Swift song.
If somebody asks you?
Ask me.
Okay, so what were the three songs we just listened to?
Shake It Off, I Knew You Were Trouble.
Okay. Bad?
Oh, Bad Blood.
Okay. Lastly for you, I do have a game. You like games?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, this is a game.
When I can win. When I can beat you guys.
This is a game called...
Okay.
So, in honor of the Los Angeles Dodgers playing the New York...
Yankees?
In the World Series. Game one starting...
Do you see the price of the tickets? Oh, my gosh.
The prize
of the... The price of the tickets.
I'm assuming they're expensive. Like stuff never gets less expensive.
$1,500.
Right? When it's two cities that can afford whatever, they can charge whatever. So they have a Japanese player on...
I don't know his name.
They have a Japanese player on the Dodgers. And because of that, I'm going to quiz you on some Japanese guys, okay?
Yeah, right.
And you're going to tell me if they are...
Okay, I may know a couple.
Okay, Shohei Ohtani. Is Shohei Ohtani dead or alive?
Alive.
Shohei Ohtani, who is a pitcher, and he's got all the cool records or something right now in Major League Baseball, star of the Los Angeles Dodgers, is...
Alive.
All right, so did you get lucky on that?
I got lucky.
Okay. Wario. Do you know who Wario is?
Nope.
Sounds like a graffiti artist or a DJ.
Doesn't sound Asian.
Wario doesn't sound Asian. Is Wario dead or alive?
I'd say he's no longer with us.
This one was a trick question. Wario is not dead or alive. He's a fictitious character.
Oh, I thought he sounded Hispanic.
Okay,
sorry.
So this is Mario's opposite. Wa in Japan means like opposite guy. So they have like a Mario, you know, Super Mario.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Wario.
Oh, and he's opposite of Mario?
Yes.
So what's he do for a living?
He's fat, and I think he throws bombs at stuff.
He's not a plumber?
No, he probably breaks the pipes, something like that. So Wario, not dead or alive.
Okay.
Shinzo Abe.
Alive.
This is a Japanese politician, prime minister, who was... assassinated a couple years ago.
Sorry.
I think during lockdowns and stuff, he got assassinated. Guy shot him. He died sometimes later, but yes, that's one of the more recent assassination things.
I told you I don't know any of this.
All right. Hayao Miyazaki.
Alive.
Hayao Miyazaki, the famed anime artist, creator of a lot of movies. I might let you watch some. I don't know. You haven't really been behaving.
Is he still making them?
Actually, he is... I believe still making them.
Good.
Shigeru Miyamoto.
Okay, I know that name.
Does it sound kind of like...
Who is that?
Does he maybe make cars?
Sure. Miyamoto? He's not alive anymore.
Shigeru Miyamoto, the creator of Super Mario, The Legend of Zelda,
I think he has
Star
passed
Fox.
Away, hasn't he?
He is alive and running Nintendo.
Oh, sorry. Whoops.
Okay, so you kind of didn't do that good.
Nope, I got more wrongs. Three wrongs and two rights.
All right, now you have some kind of riddle thing for me.
I have
me
a quote.
Here. Great.
Okay, there's a critical point when you're stayed single too long, that your brain switches from, no, don't say that to, F it, say it, see what happens. Who said that?
Okay.
You probably heard him say it.
Him?
It's a him. That's all I'm going to give you. Obviously, it's a him because it's a pickup line. So what is it? Who is it?
Who talks like this in their act? It actually sounds like it's from someone's act, so I can't chastise you too much because I've been telling you.
I did good.
Why can't these quotes be from somebody's act? Instead, it's always some weird normal inspiration.
So if it has the F-bomb in it, you know it's from somebody's act.
Okay, so is it Bill Burr?
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds like him, doesn't it?
Well, probably because you weren't able to find a joke from him without the F word in it.
Well, he was single for a long time, kind of like you. Bye-bye now. Mom got a dig in, didn't she?